Questions 26 to 30. Look at the questions. Now, you'll hear the first talk. Listen to a traffic report on the radio.
Hello there, listeners, and welcome to another traffic report for the county. The snow's finally moved off upstate. That's one thing you'll all be glad to hear. Though it leaves a big mess behind, at least we know it can't get any worse. Traffic is starting to move, if not normally, then at least consistently in the Snake River Valley area. Snowplows have cleared almost all the major roads between residential areas, and major towns are almost snow-free. The smaller towns along the river still face difficulties, with some cut off now for nearly a week. The National Guard has been distributing supplies by air, and from what we hear on our CB radio, folks are holding up well. They're a tough bunch, the River Valley people.
Things are not so good as we start moving up into the mountains, and traffic police have advised us that the Silvercrest Pass is still closed.
That's for a record sixth day.
They do not want anyone attempting to make journeys of any kind up into the mountains, no matter what vehicle you drive.
I went over in a helicopter this morning, and I saw jeeps, SUVs, farmers' trucks, and even one tractor all stranded in the snow. So don't be foolhardy, you'll just add to the chaos. By some kind of miracle, and of course the tireless work of our rescue services, there have been no fatalities among stranded motorists, and almost all are back with their loved ones. There is a small group at the very top of the pass who have been impossible to get to, but they are well supplied and in good spirits.
Now, you will hear the first talk again. Listen to a traffic report on the radio.
Hello there, listeners, and welcome to another traffic report for the county. The snow's finally moved off upstate. That's one thing you'll all be glad to hear. Though it leaves a big mess behind, at least we know it can't get any worse. Traffic is starting to move, if not normally, then at least consistently in the Snake River Valley area. Snowplows have cleared almost all the major roads between residential areas, and major towns are almost snow-free.
The smaller towns along the river still face difficulties, with some cut off now for nearly a week.
The National Guard has been distributing supplies by air, and from what we hear on our CB radio, folks are holding up well. They're a tough bunch, the River Valley people.
Things are not so good as we start moving up into the mountains, and traffic police have advised us that the Silvercrest Pass is still closed.
That's for a record sixth day.
They do not want anyone attempting to make journeys of any kind up into the mountains, no matter what vehicle you drive.
I went over in a helicopter this morning, and I saw jeeps, SUVs, farmers' trucks, and even one tractor all stranded in the snow. So don't be foolhardy, you'll just add to the chaos. By some kind of miracle, and of course the tireless work of our rescue services, there have been no fatalities among stranded motorists, and almost all are back with their loved ones. There is a small group at the very top of the pass who have been impossible to get to, but they are well supplied and in good spirits.
Question 26.
What is the situation in Snake River Valley?
Question 27.
What are the National Guard doing?
Question 28.
How many days has the mountain pass been closed for?
Question 29.
What advice does the announcer give?
Question 30.
What does the announcer mean when she says,
"Don't be foolhardy"?